Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
More and more states have been reopening their economies in recent days, and now the American automakers are reopening their production facilities. Fiat, Chrysler, Ford, and General Motors will resume vehicle production later today after almost 2 months of their lines being shut down because of COVID-19. Now the auto workers will be standing farther apart on the assembly line than they used to, and they'll be covered with protective equipment. Ford's chief exec, Jim Hackett, says workers will also have to undergo a no-touch temperature scan.
Epidemiologists are telling us this is one of the biggest issues that we've got to pay attention to. So because we have these huge tractors, you know, I'm talking about 2 to 3 million square feet of space, there's a lot of room to actually think about doing this the right way.
A new trading week has just begun on Wall Street. At the opening bell, the Dow was up nearly 700 points. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi saying it's imperative to craft a new stimulus bill soon. On CBS's Face the Nation, the California Democrat said time is of the essence, saying hunger and unemployment aren't going to go on pause for Americans as they deal with the pandemic. The Democratic-led House on Friday passed a roughly $3 trillion bill, but the Senate is refusing to take it up. A jet from the Canadian Air Force's Snowbirds aerobatics team crashing in Kamloops, British Columbia in Canada on Sunday. It killed a crew member and seriously injured another. Kamloops Fire Rescue Chief Mike Adams says there was also some damage on the ground.
There was a large amount of debris in around a three home proximity. The one home was significantly damaged by fire.
The team was on a tour to try to lift spirits during the coronavirus outbreak, but that crash happened just 45 seconds into the show. And this is USA Radio News.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
President Trump calling into a PGA live event that did not feature fans yesterday and discussed the reopening of the country and how pro sports might be able to come back sooner than many people expect.
We want to get sports back. We miss sports. We need sports in terms of the psyche of our country.
The president speaking there on the Golf Channel. Getting arrested in Los Angeles might soon require you to get a coronavirus test. The Los Angeles Police Department wants to test everyone that they arrest for the virus. Chief Michael Moore says that would protect LAPD cops as well as the local jail populations in the middle of coronavirus outbreaks. Details are emerging about what the recently fired State Department Inspector General was working on. NBC News is reporting that former IG Steve Linick was probing whether Secretary of State Mike Pompeo had a staffer do personal chores for him, from walking his dog to picking up laundry and making dinner reservations for Pompeo and his wife. And the pandemic continues, but American Idol goes on, and there's been a new one crowned. Judges Katy Perry, Lionel Richie, Luke Bryan, and host Ryan Seacrest helped virtually crown the winner of the singing competition series yesterday. And season three's winner is Just Sam from Harlem, New York. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. Here's what our customers had to say.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, a CGM can help you. It's accurate, easy to use, and if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping of your new CGM, and we can bill Medicare for you.
Honestly, I had my doubts, but that new CGM is painless.
Call now. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Live. Hey, it's what it's all about for us, pursuing the truth no matter where it leads, and realizing that we can't leave any citizen behind. You all have to come along with us if we're going to get this country back on track. Good to have you with us. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Jason Redman is going to be joining us in just a moment. We're going to be talking about his book, Overcome, Crush Adversity with Leadership Techniques of America's Toughest Warriors. Jason, as you may recall, is a retired Navy lieutenant who spent 11 years as an enlisted Navy SEAL, almost 10 years as a SEAL officer. He was awarded the Bronze Star Medal with Valor, the Purple Heart, the Defense Meritorious Service Medal, Navy Commendation Medal, the Joint Service Achievement Medal, 5 Navy Achievement Medals, 2 Combat Action Ribbons, and the U.S. Army Ranger Tab. After being severely wounded in Iraq in 2007, Jason returned to active duty, believe it or not, before retiring from the Navy in 2013. I say believe it or not, when you read his book and begin to understand what he went through for his recovery, when people thought, they said, oh my gosh, you know, he's never going to come back. But it never entered his mind. I mean, he longed every moment during his recovery to be back with his men. And we'll talk about the famous note on the door, the sign on the door that he placed there to really adjust people's minds, because people were coming visiting him and seeing his body, how it had been riddled by, by the war and, the suffering that he had to be going through, and the way they would talk about it. And he says, I'm not going to have that. And even though he couldn't talk, he found a way to put up a sign that said, look at, which you may remember, this famous sign on the door. And it's our opportunity, because sometimes people look at us and at different parts of our lives, depending on where we are and the ambushes of life. And right now, most of America is in a big, humongous ambush. And maybe that's what we need. We need a sign on the door, just like Jason put up. Upon retirement, he founded Softspoken, a speaking and consulting company, which provides inspirational presentations on leadership, teamwork, and overcoming adversity for business, first responders, sports teams, and government organizations, and for everyday people just like me and you. And this is why it's an honor right now to welcome Jason Redman. And we're going to be talking about Overcome, Crush Adversity with the Leadership Techniques of America's Toughest Warriors. Jason, welcome to the show. God bless you.
Bill, I'm honored to be on. Thanks for that great intro.
Oh, my gosh. The honor is totally ours, Jason. I mean, for all that you've gone through, and by the grace of God and who you look to on that battleground as you were bleeding out and saying, and calling out to God's help and the inspiration. And I know that you probably, like so many others that I've spoken with, Jason, that survive realize that they're, you know, something incredible has to, you know, be, you know, behind all this. And God has to have a grander purpose for you having experienced all that you went through.
Bill, absolutely right. And I think that that's something that's really hard sometimes for people to grasp. I mean, when we go through, I survived a vicious enemy ambush. But just like you said, I mean, it is the basis of my book. Everybody gets ambushed in life. And when these life ambushes, these massive life storms come along, even right now, there's so many people across this country that are struggling. They've lost their jobs, potentially have lost their businesses. You know, when we're in the midst of that darkness, it's so hard to be able to look beyond. Even though, whether you realize it or not, there is an end to every storm. There's an end to every ambush. And it's your ability to understand that and appreciate that, and so often to recognize that sometimes, you know, whether it's weeks, months, and sometimes it's even years after one of those major crises, you will find out what that new path is, or that new beginning I like to talk about. My life is definitely, you know, a testament to that. I never would have thought I would have gone down this road years ago, but, you know, I look back on it, and that incident on the battlefield became a turning point, a new beginning for me, that now I'm able to help, you know, thousands, even millions of people.
Without a doubt, as one story was told to me about Abraham Lincoln, tying into what you were just saying, Lincoln asked his, you know, his close advisors. He says, this is really bothering me. He says, I've got to find, you know, the most powerful bit of wisdom that you could ever have, and I need to really nail this down. He says, can you really think about it and come back? In a couple of days, they came back to him and they said, Mr. President, we have what you're looking for. And he says, okay, what's the golden nugget of life that I should hold to? And they said, this is it. This too shall pass. And yes, that's kind of like what you're saying, you know? I mean, no matter where, what you're dealing with, and like right now with COVID-19, all that we're going through, this is an ambush, as you write about in your book. And some people are finding themselves kind of paralyzed on X, as you say, in the kill zone area, with their thinking, with all the stuff that's around them. But you're saying, look, if you find yourself on the X, your most immediate mission is to get out of the X, right?
That's right. Yeah, get off the X as quickly as possible. I mean, the X is like quicksand. So whether it's just the negative energy or the negative information you're being inundated with, I mean, it's human nature to focus on the pain and the misery and the discomfort. I mean, it's just, I don't know what it is about us. We all turn inward. You know, I don't care if you're a SEAL or a salesman or, you know, working in the boardroom or, you know, you're a law enforcement officer. It doesn't matter. It's just human nature that we turn inward. So you have to get off that X as quickly as possible. And the book really gets down into those steps. They were the same things that I learned in my special operations career to get out of an enemy ambush. You have to get off the X, but it's no different in life. Mm-hmm. And I'll be honest, for many people, it is the ambush of the mind that is the most dangerous. Individuals right now, you know, whether they've lost their job or whether they're going through, you know, just the loneliness that's associated with this, with all the social distancing and not being able to get out. Usually it's the enemy of the mind. It's that little voice in your head that tells you, you know, this is never going to pass. You know, you're never going to be better. You're never going to be able to replace lost income or whatever it is. And that really is the essence. Man, we got to get off that X. We have to drive forward. We have to start controlling what we can. And putting things in place that, you know, they may not fix the situation, but we slowly start to advance. We slowly start to move forward. And when you do that, you're accomplishing two things. You're creating both a little bit of structure in your life, and you're creating progress. Those two things, as human beings, we feel good about that. We're like, hey, I'm moving forward. I'm suddenly taking control of something that I thought was beyond my control. So once you start moving forward, it's a powerful thing.
Yeah, I was just going to say, are you amazed at how adaptive, as human beings, God has designed us to be?
Yes, and the amount of stress and struggle that we can endure. But a lot of people don't realize, you know, you're so much stronger than you really think you are. That was one of the basis of SEAL training that it taught us. And that really is the essence of the Overcome mindset I try and teach. You have the ability to drive forward. It really is just a choice.
Exactly. And you have to surround yourselves around people who are like-minded, because even when you find yourself on the X in a situation, you will have, as Zig Ziglar would call it, the stinking thinkers who come in, and they just have stinking thinking all over them, and they drag you down. They're not helping you get off the X, are they?
No, absolutely not. I talk about, look for those people that, you know, all of us. I mean, my
Jason, we got to go to break. We'll pick it up from there. We come back, because I do want to talk about the sign on the door as well. More from Jason Redman after this.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6, or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, and this is our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever. And now your direct lender, Network Capital Funding, is offering mortgage rates at historic lows. See for yourself. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.875 with a 2.89% APR. Incredible! Plus, there's no lender origination fees or discount points. This is the best it's ever been. And now you have Network Capital Funding on your side, saving you money and time with their uniquely fast, simple, and secure process. These are our best rates ever. So call now to save. See for yourself. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.875. with a 2.89% APR. Incredible. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding. 800-500, the number one, HIT. That's 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. It's a grand slam to your best savings ever on your new mortgage or refi. That's 800-500-1-HIT or 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law. Number 603-D77. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more.
800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. That's 800-610-3630. Paid for by GoHealth.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh and independent we are, just the way you like to hear from us 5 days a week, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, and our conversation with Jason Redman continues. Yes, the retired Navy SEAL, New York Times bestseller, his book Trident, which captured more than the imaginations of so many, became a number one bestseller, and now Overcome, Crush Adversity with the Leadership Techniques of America's Toughest Warriors. Jason, before the break, we were talking about surrounding yourself with those of like mind that will get you off the X and catapult you into the next chapter of your life. At one point, as you were recovering there, lying unable to speak, I don't know, you hope and think maybe some people are well-meaning as they come into your room and they're speaking to you and you're hearing their perspective, which is really negative and which was very unhealing. And it challenged you to say, wait a minute, if I'm going to have people around me, I need to have people who are of like mind. And you got your wife to, you know, to give you a piece of paper so you could put a sign on the door that pretty much say, hey, if you're going to enter, these are the rules of engagement when you enter into the room of one Jason Redmond, right?
That's right. Yeah, it was just a choice. And I tell everybody that's the most powerful thing you have in the face of adversity. I mean, it is... You have a choice. You have a choice to choose positivity over negativity. And oftentimes, I mean, that's a very difficult thing to do when the storms are crashing around you. But there's always positivity there, whether it's some of the positive people around you, whether it's your family, whether the fact, you know, that you survived some horrific thing. I mean, in this COVID thing, the fact that you're still alive is a blessing. And if you can choose that positivity, that's really what that sign represented. It was just, hey, I'm going to overcome. If you're going to come in this room, don't feel sorry for me. I'm going to drive forward. And it has been amazing the impact that that sign has had.
Well, and it's sometimes we have to declare and make clear what our intent is, because as you write in the book about a life ambush, like what we're experiencing right now, this is an ambush, what we're experiencing with COVID-19, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we talk about any point of attack, any point of incident, any point of crisis, we call that the X. And right now, there are people all across this country that are on the X. There are individuals, myself and my business included. You know, the event industry has come to a abrupt grinding halt. All my speaking events for the year, for the most part, were canceled or postponed. So we are home just like everyone else, trying to figure out how to take care of our staff and, you know, how do we manage our cash flow so we're not laying people off? I mean, all those different things that other businesses are struggling with.
Exactly.
So the book is about that. How do you deal with these life ambushes when they come along? How do you choose positivity? How do you have a step-by-step process to deal with them? Because one of those things, sometimes – or not even sometimes, most of the time in a life ambush, in a crisis, it is overwhelming. So without having a system in place for you to be able to analyze what's going on around you, for you to be able to look forward, for you to be able to say, hey, what are the tools that I have in my toolbox that I can bring to bear on the problem right now? Mm-hmm. Having that step-by-step process, that's what enables you to start moving forward. And when you start getting momentum, that builds hope, that builds confidence, and that builds our ability to motivate and inspire others that, hey, guess what? We can get out of it.
Well, you need options, don't you?
Always.
Yeah, so you're looking for options. The other thing you write in your book, you say roughly every humanoid on this planet and through this journey is going to experience, you say roughly 5 ambushes in your lifetime, right?
5 majors. Mm-hmm. So, and I define a major life ambush as anything that will forever leave mental, physical, emotional, or even financial scars on you. It can be anything from a divorce to life-threatening illness or injury or the unexpected loss of a loved one. So those are all the things. And on average, most people go through about 5 majors in their lifetime.
And I like what you said earlier. Dan Crenshaw said the same thing about you've got to role play this thing. You've got to have a plan. You've got to think in advance. I remember when my dad, who was a medic in World War II, and he was in the European theater, he would tell us, as he was, you know, he was one of our coaches, our baseball coach and manager of our baseball teams, and he'd always say, what if? Always think, what if? If the ball comes to you, what do you do? You know, and as I'm reading, you know, your wisdom, again, being reminded, and I hear my dad's voice and Dan Crenshaw as well, another former SEAL and now a congressman, talking about you've got to think and play this out. And, you know, and this is typical of what you did as a SEAL, is that you had to, you know, play the war game out, right? And think of all the different solutions and possibilities when you find yourself on the X.
Yes, and not only that, I think one of the greatest things, and shout out to Dan Crenshaw because he's amazing. I know Dan. I love Dan and his message. But I think for all of us as SEALs, one of the biggest things that we were very good at, and one of the things that I talk about in the book, so there's when you're in the crisis itself and obviously navigating out of it, but one of the biggest things that enables you to manage it better is proactively being ready ahead of time. Now, you could never predict that there was going to be a global pandemic that would bring the entire U.S. economy to a grinding halt. But we can predict that something's going to come along that is going to disrupt life. I mean, it just is what it is. If there wasn't this pandemic, you know, what if there was just, I don't know, some unexpected crazy thing in the market that affected your business that's out there?
Exactly.
I think the SEAL team's taught us that. How do you be proactive in your thinking, where you hope for the best, but you always think about worst case scenarios? In doing that, now you're not so overwhelmed when these moments come. It may not be exactly the scenario that you thought was going to happen, but at least you thought through, okay, if some worst case scenario happens, what can we do? And now you're better prepared. And that's what the book really teaches people to do, how to create a proactive mindset to deal with future ambushes that are coming.
And I think it'll help you evaluate where you are right now on this X situation that we find ourselves. Because you say there are basically three groups of people. When an ambush occurs, you are in one of the three groups, right?
That's right. Yeah, it is. It's just kind of human nature. So we have the three groups of people are the individuals. I call it the victim mindset. So they are the individuals that when they go through an ambush, they just become a victim. And it's unfortunate with these types of individuals. I mean, I've even seen them in the Wounded Warrior community where no matter how much support you give them and no matter how many times you try and help them get off the X, they just crawl back onto it. And oftentimes they become worse than who they were before because that ambush that occurred in their life is it becomes the excuse for every bad behavior, every problem, everything. Other people will survive. They'll come through the other side, but they'll just survive. Mm-hmm. And they're afraid now to get out there and do anything because of the scars they carry, physical, mental, emotional scars they carry from the last ambush. So they just kind of settle in life and they just kind of go through the motions, but they never really want to push themselves. And then the last group of people are ones that launch from whatever life ambush comes. There's going to be people that launch out of this pandemic. It's going to be the catalyst that creates something amazing for them, but they had to drive forward. They had to navigate out of it. You know, it doesn't just naturally happen. And, but those are the people that truly are amazing. You know, whatever ambush happens, and I give the example of a, maybe a family that loses a child to cancer suddenly launches a national organization to help other families with kids with cancer. So that becomes somebody that launches. They thrive out of the ambush they've been through.
Well, Jason, I could spend hours with you. I'm not sure you'd want to spend hours with me, but I am just so inspired by what you have to share. And this book is such a gift, I believe, because it's so practical and it's going to help people, especially in light of where we are right now. And the first thing is we got to get you off the X, ladies and gentlemen. And also, we are of the mindset that we can't leave you behind. We can't get off our X and then leave you sitting on yours. But we want to get you while you're still surviving, not to just be a part of the body count after it's all said and done. Right, Jason?
Absolutely right. So, Bill, thank you. And if you want to learn more, go to jasonredman.com.
Okay, and ladies and gentlemen, his book, of course, will be linked on our website, Overcome Crush Adversity with the Leadership Techniques of America's Toughest Warriors. This is a book for today, ladies and gentlemen. You need to get your hands on. Jason Redman, New York Times bestselling author of The Trident, is back with a new winner. Let me tell you, you will not be able to put this book down. It is life-changing. It is that significant. Jason, thank you so much for being with us. God bless.
Bill, my honor. You too. Thank you.
This report is sponsored by Adaptive Biotechnologies and Microsoft. If you've been impacted by COVID-19, you can help the search for solutions. Adaptive Biotechnologies and Microsoft have launched a virtual clinical study called Immune Race. If you've been affected by COVID-19, your immune system may hold important clues about how to contain and manage the virus. This study will inform the development of new diagnostics for COVID-19 that will address unmet needs in testing. Adaptive is currently enrolling participants from major metropolitan areas across the U.S. and is seeking 1,000 participants between the ages of 18 to 89 who currently have COVID-19, have recently recovered from COVID-19, or were exposed to someone diagnosed with COVID-19. If you decide to participate and qualify for the study, a trained technician from LabCorp, through its Covance drug development business, will provide a safe in-person COVID-19 sample collection service from the convenience of your own home. Visit ImmuneRace.com to learn more.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Federal Reserve Chairman has good news and bad news as the pandemic continues. Jerome Powell yesterday predicting some dire numbers for the U.S. economy in the fallout from the coronavirus pandemic, but also saying that things should rebound by the end of this year.
I would say the main thing is to get back on the road to recovery. After that, the path is going to depend on a range of things. It's very plausible that the economy will take some time to gather momentum.
Powell saying yesterday on CBS's 60 Minutes that unemployment could reach 25%, and he expects job losses to continue into next month, but he says many of those losses will be temporary and not permanent. Tropical Storm Arthur bringing heavy winds and rains to North Carolina's coast, but it's expected to veer eastward into the ocean later today. This is USA Radio News.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
This is your time, your throne. The fight, the fight, your throne. You've come so far, keep going.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us as we continue to pursue the truth, no matter where it leads together. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. You know, the one thing we can say, or so many things actually we can say about the coronavirus, is definitely it has been an exposing agent on so many levels. And what we're seeing here is that millions of children in the United States don't have health coverage. And as a result, it may be difficult or impossible for them to access the care they need if they get sick or injured. But the majority of the nation's uninsured children up to age 19 are eligible for free or lower-cost health coverage through Medicaid or the Children's Health Insurance Program, or CHIP as you may know it, offered in their state. With Medicaid and CHIP, parents get the peace of mind that comes with knowing their children can get preventative health care to stay healthy. Parents can rest easier knowing medical bills won't jeopardize the family's financial security. They can apply for the comprehensive benefits these programs provide at any time of the year. It's always open, okay? There's no open enrollment period, or you can always say there is an open enrollment period, but it's 365 days a year. Not bad, huh? Well, this includes doctor's appointments, hospital visits, prescriptions, immunizations, dental visits, mental health services, and more. Parents also could be eligible for Medicaid, even if they have applied in the past. With us to tell us more about it is Calder Lynch, the Deputy Administrator and Director at the Center for Medicaid and CHIP Services within the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. Calder, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you for having me, Bill.
Well, I tried to break down Medicaid and CHIP as best I could, but of course you know better. So, you know, I'm going to turn it over to the professor who knows all. So tell us, what is Medicaid and CHIP?
Well, Bill, you did a great job. You know, I know that this, as you said, a great time of uncertainty for many families across the country. But one step that we can take to give ourselves peace of mind is to ensure that our kids have health coverage. And Medicaid and the Children's Health Insurance Program, or CHIP, as you say, you know, are here and they offer free or low-cost health insurance. They currently cover over 35 million children and teens across the country. And for many families whose kids may not have health insurance, they may very well qualify for these programs.
Mm-hmm. And so who is eligible for these programs?
So Medicaid and CHIP offer health coverage to children up to age 19, and it's an income-based program. So for families with low income, they're likely to qualify, but it may be a higher standard than you think. It varies from state to state, but generally for a family of four, children whose parents earn up to $50,000 a year, or sometimes even more, may qualify for health coverage through Medicaid or CHIP.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, as we were explaining earlier, especially in these uncertain times, it seems rather obvious why it's so important for children and teens to have health coverage, right?
Absolutely. With Medicaid or CHIP health coverage, parents get the peace of mind that knowing that their kids have access to essential medical care, preventative services, or, God forbid, emergency care or hospitalization if your child gets sick or injured. And what's important there is that you know that those medical bills are going to be covered and won't jeopardize your family's financial security.
Well, the other thing to consider here, Calder, as well, is that these children will be adults. And if they don't take care of themselves as children, then all of a sudden they're carrying these problems that they had in their early years into adulthood. And now it's much more complicated and much more expensive, is it not?
Absolutely. And that's also why it's so important to keep your kids enrolled, not just when they're little, but through their teen and adolescent years, so that you can continue to get regular well-child visits, prevention, immunizations. They all remain important into adulthood.
Exactly. So what types of medical services are we talking about that are covered by Medicaid and CHIP?
For children and teens, Medicaid and CHIP coverage is comprehensive. It covers emergency room visits, hospitalizations, prescription drugs, immunizations, regular doctor visits, dental visits, mental health services, eye exams. It's a very comprehensive set of benefits.
Yeah, I mean, as I was going down the list, you know, it includes doctor's appointments, hospital visits, prescriptions, immunizations, dental visits, mental health services, and more. I got to imagine, Calder, as parents, you know, who early on become involved with the program, they're probably impressed and blown away by how comprehensive the program is for their kids.
Absolutely, and it's important to keep them enrolled, and that's why for children that are enrolled, parents should make sure they're renewing their coverage on an annual basis so that kids can maintain their access to these important benefits.
Now, you also say that parents might also be eligible for Medicaid, right?
That's right. Parents or other adults may qualify for Medicaid as well. And even if they haven't been eligible in the past, you know, families' income situations may have changed or states' eligibility may have changed. So it would encourage families to look at applying as well.
Well, again, this is rather impressive, and it's all about the kids and families who need medical support, and it's available there, you know, for the asking. And you don't know if you don't ask, right?
That's right. There's no harm in applying, and families can do it online, over the phone, by mail, or in person through their state Medicaid or CHIP agency.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you how families with eligible children, you know, can enroll in coverage, and where can they find help?
Yes, as I mentioned, Medicaid and CHIP are administered at the state level, but if families aren't sure how to contact your state's program, you can visit us at insurekidsnow.gov or by calling 1-877-KIDS-NOW, which is 1-877-543-7669, to get additional information about the programs in every state.
Well, hopefully you can understand that Medicaid and CHIP are giving parents peace of mind if their children or teens get sick or injured. And the deputy administrator and director at the Center for Medicaid and CHIP Services within the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, Calder Lynch, has been with us to break it on down. Calder, the main takeaways and summary of what we've been talking about, just to remind everybody of how they can get involved with Medicaid and CHIP.
Absolutely. If your family whose children don't have health insurance, you should apply for Medicaid or CHIP. Many families will qualify. It's free or low cost, and it provides comprehensive health insurance. And if you aren't sure how to do it, you can visit us online at insurekidsnow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW for more information.
Well, you got to imagine for the parents, Calder, I mean, this is just great peace of mind knowing that their children can get preventative health care to stay healthy. And as we mentioned, you know, what they take with them from, you know, childhood goes into adulthood. And so now's the time to be on top of this so that they're not complicating their lives, that they enter adulthood as healthy as possible. And especially when you have a program that is this comprehensive available to them, right?
That's right. And once your kids are enrolled, it's important to maintain a regular access to care. Keep up with the immunization schedules. Have your children go in for their well-child visits and checkups. Even during this time, many providers are offering telehealth services or taking steps to make sure it's safe to come in person. So encourage families to call their pediatrician or family physician's office and make arrangements for your children to be seen if needed.
And the good news is they can apply at any time of the year, right?
Any time of the year. There's no restriction. Folks can apply for health coverage through Medicaid or CHIP anytime, any month, and it's free.
And again, as we mentioned, you know, this is so comprehensive, and this is, you know, sometimes mind-blowing when you think about that. It includes doctor's appointments, hospital visits, prescriptions, immunizations, dental visits, mental health services, and more. And look at mom and dad, you may be eligible for Medicaid, even if you've applied in the past. You know, things change. Maybe your income has been altered, but you don't know until you ask, and it's no harm, no foul. Right, Calder?
That's right.
Again, as we wrap things up with Calder Lynch, who was appointed acting deputy administrator last year and director of the Center for Medicaid and CHIP Services, where he serves as the agency's senior executive overseeing the Medicaid and Children's Health Insurance Program, which covers some 72 million Americans. How do you sleep at night? I mean, that's a lot of responsibility, Calder.
It is, and it's an important responsibility because, it's, you know, we want to make sure that our kids across the country have access to the health care they need. And because of Medicaid and CHIP, we now have 95% of the kids across the USA covered with health insurance.
Unbelievable. That is awesome. That is success, ladies and gentlemen. Calder Lynch, tell everybody where they can get more information.
Absolutely. You can visit us at insurekidsnow.gov online or call us at 1-877-KIDS-NOW. That's 1-877-543-7669 for more information.
Here's Don Schenk with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ on the radio in 27 languages.
Thanks to a new partnership and a two-year process in Pakistan, the Tide Ministry is now sharing the hope of Jesus in the Pashto and Saraiki languages. In 2018, the Tide Ministry identified four unreached people groups in Pakistan that do not have gospel radio programming available in their own language. In 2020, God opened a door to take a major step forward by enabling our partner ministry to recruit ministry teams to record and broadcast radio programs in two of those languages. This is exciting progress and provides a vital outreach in this country where Christians and ministry workers often face threats from fundamentalists who have a very unwelcome attitude towards Christianity in Pakistan.
For more information about how the Tide International Radio Ministry is sharing the hope of Jesus with listeners in Pakistan, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
This is sponsored by Novartis. Melanoma is a serious form of skin cancer. It is often treatable when caught early, but if melanoma advances and spreads to other parts of the body, it can be difficult to treat. It's important to know what type of melanoma you or a loved one may have so you can understand available treatment options. Danya, who was a caregiver to her daughter Sawyer, experienced melanoma mutation testing firsthand.
Mutation testing is of great importance. It can give you a roadmap of treatments that may work for a certain mutation. Therefore, we knew which treatment plans to pursue Sue for Sawyer's Melanoma.
Danya knows the honor that comes with caring for a loved one with skin cancer.
Being Sawyer's caregiver was one of my biggest accomplishments and an honor. Sawyer and I kept faith alive in each other, and we were lucky to have 24 years together. She faced her battle with dignity and humility. Her legacy is, have faith and never give up.
To stay informed and learn more, visit knownowbraf.com.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. How you doing? You doing okay? Getting over this claustrophobic thing? I mean, you know, as the wise man told President Abraham Lincoln, you know, this too shall pass. And that was the golden nugget that he held on to and hold, you know, and said, hey, this is it. This is my administration. This is my life and my target aim. That this too shall pass. Adam Holtz is with us right now, the director of PluggedIn.com. And, you know, I think that's quite encouraging that we can remember. I mean, God said this, Jesus said it, you know, we're not going to be stuck here all the time. This too will pass, but we also have to be prepared to get on the other side of this whole deal and not be victimized by it all.
That's absolutely right, Bill. And the reality is, if you look back at, you know, the worst things you ever went through, you know, occasionally something truly life-changing happens, but most of the time we do get through it, and we look back and we think, man, I expended so much energy worrying over something I had really not very much control over, and I think that's one of the reasons Jesus tells us not to worry.
Exactly.
You know, the worry doesn't add a single hour to your life, but it does, might take a few away if, you know, what scientists have to say about it are correct.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, for people who count these numbers, and they say that for 365 times, the Bible says, fear not, or some
once
form
a day, right?
To that, right? So for once a day, we should be reminded, and maybe several times a day, we should go back, and it's okay to repeat the phrase to be reminded that we shouldn't fear these things. And but here we are, but we're having to get through this process because the fact of the matter is we've had a lot of stinking thinking out there, a lot of stinking reporting out there as well that has amped up the fear factor of Americans and people here in this country, around the world, dare I say. And so we're starting to, you know, test out the barriers here. You know, we actually found ourselves at a restaurant yesterday for the first time here in Florida. Yep. And, you know, they're adhering to 25% levels. It was interesting because this is normally a very popular restaurant that you have to put in reservations for and all that. And, yeah, you're reserving, but based on a 25% level. And it was just, it was nice. It was nice to be able to, you know, get out and do this. And I think as more and more people experience their freedoms again, and some who are just, you know, apprehending their freedoms and saying, hey, look, I don't care if the governor says the beaches are closed. You know, God created the beaches and they're open.
Yeah.
And, they're out there and being mindful, as most people, reasonable people will be, they're mindful. I mean, they're not just being, you know, idiotic revolutionaries for the sake of, just right. going out there and, you know, thumbing their nose out to the government and their leadership. They're saying, look, you know, this, enough of this stuff. And even, you know, many scientists say it's a healthy thing to be outside.
Well, it is. And, you know, I went to a restaurant here in Colorado Springs yesterday, and we're not quite as open, I don't think, as you are in Florida. But, you know, we walked in, we placed our order, we waited while they made it, and all of the people up front had masks on. But it's a kind of open restaurant. None of the mm-hmm. cooks had masks on, and I just decided, you know, okay, it's a little inconsistent, but I'm not going to spend a minute worrying about, you know, whether my hamburger's in trouble. And I think you do the reasonable, decent thing in terms of protecting yourself. My son and I had masks on.
Yes.
We're washing our hands a lot. You don't take dumb risks.
Exactly.
And live your life, you know?
Well, what was that? What was that restaurant you took me to that had those great oatmeal raisin cookies to die for?
Oh, boy.
Oh, man.
Was it Ted Montana Grill?
Was it? It was one right down there from the hill, just off,
yeah.
the, you know, straight on down there in that shopping center, that massive
yeah.
shopping center there.
Might have been Ted's, but
yeah.
I can't
yeah,
remember.
That's not, yeah, it could. Oh, that was so good. And, and in fact, the last time I went through, my wife said, make sure you stop by and get some, you know, oatmeal raisin
cookies. Get some oatmeal cookies.
Don't even come home. You don't bring the oatmeal raisin cookies. You can't even come home.
Yeah.
You know, but anyway, I again, back to the point here is people are realizing, hey, look, we're getting through this. And meanwhile, you know, when it comes to entertainment, the big rumor last week is that Amazon may be buying up AMC. What do you think?
Boy, you know what? I pride myself on knowing everything that's going on, but that's the first time I've seen that.
Mm-hmm.
It wouldn't surprise me because, well, at least two reasons, maybe three. Before it's all over, I feel like Jeff Bezos will own everything. You know, let's just get that out of the way.
Right.
And I can't say I feel great about that, but now we're just wandering into personal opinions.
Right.
You know, Amazon's got billions and billions and billions of dollars they don't know what to do with. And then, unfortunately, I think this whole COVID crisis has simply reinforced that, as so many people have bought stuff online. So, you know, here you have a company with lots of money, but you also have a company that's making its own movies. So it certainly makes sense to me on multiple levels that, you know, they could sweep in here at a fire sale price, pick up a distribution capability, and really, you know, be good to go. And, you know, Bezos could probably buy it with what we would consider Starbucks money, you know.
Right, exactly. It's out of his penny loafers.
It's just what's in his pants, right?
Yeah, exactly. Well, and the thing is that all this upheaval from the COVID-19, it's opening opportunities. Like you say, I'm concerned because it does welcome consolidation right
yep.
now. And, you know, to have one force controlling everything, thinking it's interesting anyway. And, of course, AMC and some of these other big movie houses threatened by the success of streaming. And
yep.
they had a great deal with these movie houses. And now the movie houses, because of COVID-19, saying, hey, the streaming deals worked out pretty good. We're generating pretty good revenue off of this, and we're not having to split so dramatically. I mean, I think
right.
it's like a 50-50 split.
No, it's like all of a sudden not having to pay your taxes.
Exactly.
You know?
It's like, hey, man, oh, my goodness.
I moved
to Florida. California to Florida. I mean, it's like, oh, my gosh. I mean, actually, this is how much money you have. And then on top of that, the gasoline prices. I mean, in
oh,
California,
yeah.
they're $4 a gallon. And here in the East Coast, I mean, they're under $2. Are you kidding me? I mean, this is just, it's unbelievable. But,
yep.
you know, but look, here's where we are right now. And we're getting through this too shall pass, as we say. And meanwhile, while it's passing, we're going to make the most of some family-friendly movies. What do you got to recommend?
You know, let's talk about a couple. There was a new production last week called Jesus, which was done by an
Sight
organization
and Sound.
Called Sight and Sound Theaters. Are you familiar with them?
Very familiar, yes. In fact, we had Katie on with us last week. Katie's the communications director. She's the granddaughter of the founders, of Sight and Sound.
Well,
yeah,
you know all about it then. You know, they have theaters in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, and Branson, Missouri, and they've been doing these huge biblical epic play/musicals for a while now. I think they've done 6 or 7 of them, and the most recent one is Jesus, and it tells the story of Jesus' life. Well, it was so popular over Easter weekend, they did sort of an encore airing of it on TBN last week, and then they released it for streaming and DVD. And so I tell you what, I watched it last week. I hadn't seen it yet, and I just found myself tearing up repeatedly.
Exactly.
And
the whole presentation is awesome.
It is.
I mean, it is so spectacular. I mean, even the scene with the pigs going over the mountain, water all over the place, the way they were able to do this.
And,
oh, my gosh, it's spectacular.
No, it was incredible. And they have a kind of a curved stage that stretches, I think it's 300 feet one end to the other. And then there's an enormous, you know, one of these Jumbotron. It's not a Jumbotron, but it's a big screen, 113 feet wide by 30 feet tall. And so they're able to pull off, you know, I guess we would call them special effects because there's a screen involved. But you're watching it, you know, the scene where the disciples are in the storm and Jesus walks on the water. I watched that scene and I couldn't figure out how they were doing it.
Right.
I mean, it wasn't that it looked absolutely, you know, cinematically realistic, but it was realistic enough that I was trying to figure out how they did it, and I couldn't figure it out.
It wasn't cheesy. In fact, Katie said that there are many people, you know, in Broadway that's, you know, have seen the effects that they've been able to do there, and they, just like you and I, are dumbfounded. I mean, these are people who are in the business going, how in the heck did you make that happen?
How did they do that?
Yeah.
So that is worth, you know, the price of admission. You can go to sight-sound.com, and, you know, if you want to buy a DVD or stream it. And then sort of, you know, a dog of another color, there was a new Scooby-Doo movie out last week called Scoob. And of course, you know, Scooby-Doo doesn't need any introduction, neither do Shaggy and Velma and the rest of the gang, Daphne. And back in the day, there were always sort of these pseudo-supernatural elements, but they would always, you know, once they solved the mystery, they always found that there was a naturalistic cause for it. And in a weird way, Scooby-Doo was very modernist, right? It was debunking the supernatural. Well, this one actually features a bad guy named Mr. Dastardly, who wants to open a portal into the underworld and basically take over the world based on all the nasty things that come out of it. And it's not some guy in a mask. There really is a surprising amount of supernatural material here, which really deviates from what we've seen from this franchise in the past. And then they flirt with profanity quite a bit, and it just was a disappointment to me. I mean, I just thought, man, why do you have to go there? You know, remember the character Blue Falcon?
Exactly.
So Blue Falcon shows up, and he jokes about dropping F-bombs, Falcon bombs.
Mm.
You know, let's drop some F-bombs. And you know, they just, that's the kind of thing where they're flirting with profanity. And, again, as a parent, no, don't need that.
And it's creatively cheap. It really is.
It's low-hanging fruit, but not in a good way.
Exactly. Exactly. Got about 40 seconds left. What else?
You know, as usual, I would just say if there's anything you're interested in, we are reviewing it on PluggedIn.com. Movies, music, TV, games, books, video games. Come check us out, and we'll give you all the information you need to make a good decision for your family.
And Focus is still streaming for free, right?
Focus at Home. Yep.
They're, outstanding library there, ladies and gentlemen. So good fun family entertainment, minus the F-bombs,
and some of the
other stuff that goes along with the current culture right now. But, hey, look, this is the opportunity that we have right now to take a stand for that which is good and noble and right for all concerned. Adam Holtz from Focus on the Family, PluggedIn.com. Thank you, Adam. God bless, buddy. Be safe.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products
products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.